Good day from the Gainesville Community Counseling Center, and welcome to our podcast. Welcome to the new you. My name is Larry Green. I am the clinical and executive director of the Gainesville Community Counseling Center. We are a nonprofit mental health agency on the east side of Gainesville. We do individual, couples, family, and group therapy sessions. We offer sliding scale fees and accept various insurances. So if you're looking for a place for mental health services, give us a call at 352-448-9120 or visit us on the web at www.gainesvillecommunitycounselingcenter.com.
Is that no.
it?
No.
Gainesvillecounselingcenter.com. That thing. Lexi will correct it and she'll put a little link to our website.
Is it going to stay that?
Down there.
Are we getting a new one?
We might get a new one. I don't know.
We might shorten it for y'all who need it to be shorter.
Shorten it for everybody because that's a long name to spell.
It is a mouthful.
So anyway, we offer services from Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Fridays, 9 to 5. So we have lots of opportunities for you. And if finances are an issue, don't let it be an issue. Give us a call because we have scholarship funds available if you qualify. So on our podcast, we talk about issues related to mental health. We talk about couples counseling. We talk about sexual issues. Oh, God, it's morning. I can't speak.
I'm so sorry.
I just got up. Anyway. So we talk about anything and everything related to mental health. And if you have specific questions you would like to ask us or topics you would like us to discuss, you are more than welcome to email us at office@gainesvillecounselingcenter.com. I got it right that time.
You did.
And we will add that to our list. So anyway, we are today going to do a podcast.
Larry's favorite thing.
Which is... Oh, Therapist Reacts.
Therapist Reacts to Reddits.
Oh, I love Reddit.
Specifically, Am I the Asshole Reddits?
Oh my gosh.
Do you know what that is, Larry?
Yes. I see those on the Facebook pages somewhere. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
People put them up there and they say, Am mm-hmm. I the Asshole? And then people respond.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. People tell other people whether or not they are the asshole.
That's kind of rude, isn't it? I mean,
is it?
Well, no, not really. People tell me I'm an asshole all the time, so.
I was going to say, is it about what they're saying or maybe how they say it?
Both. Yeah, both. So you're going to read me these Reddit pages? Oh my gosh, that's a lot.
We probably won't do all of them.
Okay.
But.
All right.
I had to find some good ones.
Okay.
So some of these are just like generals.
Yeah.
But some of these are specifically related to mental health or maybe those who are struggling with mental health.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to read it and you can tell us if you think they're the asshole.
Oh, gosh.
And why.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I feel bad about this one. But okay.
Well, from a mental health perspective.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
That relationship stuff you do.
I do some of that.
Things like that.
Yeah. Okay.
So this first one is.
Yes, you're the asshole.
I know I am.
Oh, my bad.
But what are you?
I am so sweet and cuddly and lovable.
Anybody who knows him in real life knows that's not true. Anyway, am I the asshole for telling my nephew that I have no problem making him homeless if he cannot behave?
Ooh.
Mm. My sister and nephew live in the apartment over my garage. I charge her rent every month, but then I use the money to pay her utilities and buy their groceries. I have no other way of making sure that they have a place over their heads and food to eat. Lately, my nephew has been acting up. He was suspended from school. He has been bringing friends to the apartment and making noise late into the night. I've had to deal with the cops a few times over his behavior. My sister cannot or will not control him. His father is not in the picture. I'm just done. My sister and I are all the family he has. So I sat him down while my sister was at work And I showed him the paperwork for terminating their tenancy and then evicting them. I told him that if he caused me to have to deal with the police one more time, or if he was suspended again, I would file the paperwork and they would have 30 days to leave. Since I know they cannot afford to live in this city on what my sister earns, it would mean moving somewhere else far away from his friends. I told him he had to decide for himself if he wanted to be homeless or in foster care. I drove him down to the homeless encampment and pointed out the complete lack of internet access and showers. Definitely the internet access. Yikes. He was very quiet. When his mom got home, he told her everything. My sister came to yell at me about how I'm being a controlling asshole. She said that I was not his parent and that I had no right to talk to him like that or to try and discipline him. I gave her a copy of the paperwork and the relevant laws about evicting people. I also didn't go grocery shopping for them this week. Am I the asshole?
Mm. Well, yikes. So, yes and no.
Mm, why yes?
Well, let's do the no first.
Okay, why no?
Well, up to the part where she went down the whole homeless route and taking him to the encampment and threatening him with homelessness, she did fine. Like, it's okay. Well, I will say, she should have, in my opinion, talked to her sister first and say, hey, this is what I'm going to do. Because her sister's right. It's her kid. But, on the other hand, it's her property.
Mm.
So, I would have sat down with both of them and said, here's the situation, and here's the reality. And I would have left it at that. The asshole part, because I'm getting the sense that this kid is either middle or high school, or I don't know, he's in school.
Probably.
Right? And so this is like one of those scared straight kind of a thing.
That's what it feels like.
I'd be more interested in figuring out what's happened that's caused him to start acting up all of a sudden, because it's seems to be out of character for him. And yes, his conduct does cause her some challenges, and I get that. But kids don't just start acting up for no reason. So to me, the real issue should be, let's figure out what's going on with them.
Mm.
And let's address that rather than say, listen, you little shit, you're going to be homeless if you don't get your act together. I mean, that's bad.
It's also probably quite shocking if he's never, like, you typically people see homeless people, mm-hmm. right? I know here in Gainesville, people have probably seen panhandlers and whatnot. How many of those people have actually seen a camp?
Right.
It's completely different.
Yeah, and that's just, that part was not, I don't think, appropriate.
That's fair.
So, yes and no.
Yes and no.
That would make them just an ass instead of an asshole?
Or a hole.
Oh, no, not a hole.
One or the other.
Yeah.
Well, the people of Reddit said that she is an asshole.
Okay.
Those were just the votes of the people.
You know, the funny thing is, if the ones answering were in this situation, I wonder what they would have done.
Yeah. It's the fun part about Reddit. You get the, like, truly kind-hearted people that want to be helpful, and then you get the keyboard warriors
mm-hmm.
who just want something to be mad about.
Well, yeah, well, like I said, I think she handled the first part okay, except for not having mom there, and right, because she's family, and I think she started out with good intentions. She just went a little beyond,
a little too far. Hmm. Boundaries.
Now. Yeah. So she's an ass, but not an asshole.
Fair. All right. Here's the next one.
Mm.
Am I the asshole for telling my wife our son's mental health should be more important than her sister's physical health?
Ooh.
Last month, my son, 17, and my wife's sister, 22, got into a car accident and had to be hospitalized. He had some painful but not life-threatening injuries, broken ribs, leg, bruising, but has been deeply traumatized and distressed, and mostly just guilty because he was driving when the car accident occurred, and the sister's injuries were far worse. She had a major head, spinal, and chest injuries, clinically died multiple times, and it seemed very unlikely that she would survive for the first 2 or so weeks after the accident. My wife... Oh, I cannot read today. My wife, ever since the accident, has been completely focused on her sister and has barely had any time for our son. When I told her I think he has PTSD, she spoke to him for about an hour and then went back to the hospital and has expected me to handle everything. I don't mind taking care of the house or our other two kids, but I feel like I'm out of my depth with my son and genuinely need her help and support there, but she's always at the hospital. I haven't told her anything yet, but now that her sister has finally started to recover and talk clearly and walk, I told my wife that I understand what she's going through, but she needs to spend time helping our son with his mental trauma because it looks like she doesn't care about it from where I'm standing. She got so upset. She said her sister is like her first child, but I said, our son is actually your first child and needs you more. While her sister has her own parents to take care of her, plus the title of the post verbatim. She accused me of not sympathizing with her and said she can't even go 1 minute without thinking about her sister and how she won't be able to live independently for months, if not years. But I said that she should be parenting. She started crying and hasn't said anything since. I've been giving her some space, but I'm starting to feel a little guilty. Am I the asshole?
So, their 17-year-old son and the sister were in the car. He was driving. They wrecked. Wife is spending, in husband's terms, an exorbitant amount of time with the sister and ignoring their son.
Pretty much.
Okay. So... Am I the asshole? Well, no. I mean, you're not an asshole to want your partner to partner up with you and dealing with that. When we work on communication issues, I use the Gottman method. And if you don't know what that is, you can go to gottman.com and you can read about it. But they have these things called the Four Horsemen, which are criticism, and I add, or the appearance of criticism. And then there's defensiveness, contempt, and stonewalling. And so when those four things are there, it turns a conversation into a debate. And there's a winner, there's a loser, there's a right, there's a wrong. What he's trying to do is help her understand he's overwhelmed. And he's disappointed, and he's lonely, and he's frustrated. It sounds like what happens is he comes out and he blames her or criticizes her, which naturally produces frustration and defensiveness on her part, as it would with other people. So I don't think he's an asshole for wanting her to pay more attention. I would say it's more the presence of the Four Horsemen than any sort of asshole behavior. Now, if they went to couples counseling, which it sounds like they need, because it may be that the wife is really pissed off at the son and doesn't know how to deal with it. And he's probably got some survivor guilt, even though she didn't die permanently.
Just clinically. Just
clinically multiple times. That sounds horrible. And I'm laughing at it. What is it? Am I the asshole for laughing at it?
That's kind of funny.
Okay, I am. So it sounds like not only do they need to address the son's PTSD and mental health, because he probably does have some PTSD, but they also need to do some couples work.
That's what I'm saying. You mean you can go to couples counseling before you're ready to get a divorce?
Yes, please do. We do not like getting the phone calls that say, hey, you're my last resort. Because in most cases, by that time, it's too late.
Crazy.
I know.
Well.
Did they call him an asshole?
They did, in fact, call him an asshole.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
It seemed like the peoples, the majority of the peoples, felt like the physical injuries were of more concern than the mental status of the son. For the most part. It was where the comments were kind of leaning.
See, you get into this either or. It's both and. Are the physical things important? Yes. But so is the mental health, because that can lead to physical things too.
True.
So, you know, I think they got that wrong.
That's fair. The people are wrong. So yes. Says Big Larry Daddy. Green.
Yep.
All right. I like this one. I'm interested to see what you'll say. Am I the asshole for thinking mental helmet?
You want to try that again? Did you have some extra sauce in your coffee this morning?
No, I just have a brain injury and stutter sometimes.
That's not the only thing you do.
That is true.
Okay.
But it's one. Anyways.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for thinking mental illness is an excuse for poor behavior? I've never quite understood the blanket statement of mental illness is not an excuse for XYZ. Sure, in some instances, the person is just being an asshole and needs to be called out for their behavior. But as a total blanket statement, it just doesn't hold up. Your brain literally controls your actions. So how else can we expect people to act if a part of them that is meant to make good choices is screwing them over? For me, it boils down to two questions. Would this person have done this if they did not have a mental illness? Was it within the scope of their mental illness at that point in time to have realistically done anything differently? If the answer is no, then mental illness is an excuse.
Well, I would agree with the fact that when we are struggling with mental health issues, there may be parts of our thought patterns that impact our feelings and emotions and then cause us to do or say things or not do or say things. That is true. However, generally speaking, I typically don't excuse behavior simply because somebody's struggling with a mental health issue. My preference is to help them understand how the two are related and to develop the skills and tools they need to manage how that mental health issue impacts their thoughts and their moods and their behaviors. Now, there are some conditions which, yes, you have a direct correlation between actions and words and the mental health issue. And even those, there are ways to address those. Sometimes people don't want to address the mental health issues, and there are some times that people actually will use it as an excuse to just be a dickhead. So, what was the question? Are you an asshole for saying it excuses behavior?
Mm-hmm.
No. I don't think you're an asshole, but I don't think it's a blanket statement that's appropriate for every situation. I know lots of people who struggle with lots of different mental health issues who are very aware and manage their conditions very well and don't do and say things that are inappropriate or hurtful or harmful. And I know others who don't manage it well and they do lots of things.
The people think he's an asshole. They are an asshole.
I'm just not very good at this.
Which I get, like, and a lot of the comments were kind of reflecting this. It's like, if you're one of those people who have addressed your mental health issues and are doing the work, right, it can be really difficult to then look at someone else and be like, oh, it's just their mental health. And that's what the people thought. It's not an excuse.
But. Yeah. Well, I think, you know, when we see people struggle with mental health issues and we understand they have a mental health issue, it's often helpful to say, hey, you seem to be struggling today with this. What's going on? Right? Oftentimes, people will appreciate that if it's handled well. I mean, don't go up to somebody and say, your fucking depression is irritating me today. That would be a dickhead move, right? Or you are so bipolar that you are driving me frigging crazy. That's not helpful. But you could say something like, it seems like you're kind of struggling today. You seem to be up and down and very erratic. What's going on? Perfectly helpful, right? Now, my fun one is your mother.
Oh, no.
And her OCD. Because she does have a touch of OCD, she says. I'm not her clinician, so I can't diagnose her. But anyway. Mm-hmm. So I will...
Torture
her. And she hates it when I leave like the drawers open. And she'll come behind me and she'll shut all the drawers. Even though I'm still getting stuff out of the drawers, she'll shut it. So when she's in the bathroom, I'll go and I'll open all the drawers just to piss her off. That's an asshole move.
I was going to say, no one appreciates it when I leave doors open.
No, because, let's face it. You leave the refrigerator door open, the freezer door open, the back door open, your frigging car door.
I did do that one time last week. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if it opens, it closes.
Not my brain. I have a mental illness.
I don't think the brain injury classifies as a mental illness. I think that's more of a...
He said I can use it as an excuse.
And I said, no, you can't. Deal with it. There are tools for dealing with it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Close your refrigerator door, people.
Yeah. Oh, I remember the time you left the freezer door open downstairs.
Oh, I did do that.
I was so pissed off. We had just gotten all that meat.
Oops. So sorry.
Anyway.
Anyway. Don't use your mental illness as an excuse.
Manage your mental health issues as best you can. Use the tools that are there.
Use your tools. Okay. I like this one.
You like the last one?
Well, yes.
Okay.
I picked them, so I like them all.
Yes, I know.
Anyway, am I the asshole for telling my daughter I couldn't have known my parenting style would cause mental issues and say it's partly her personality? Me, 62, and my oldest daughter, 28, have always had a rough relationship. I had PTSD after fleeing my home country, and looking back, I might have also had postpartum depression after she was born. I admit I've been very hard and strict on her. More than I did with her younger sister, my youngest daughter, who's 24. I raised my daughter with outdated, non-Western principles. I see that now. But back then, it seemed right because that's how I was raised. Mm-hmm. My daughter has been struggling with depression, and in my attempt to understand why we got into an argument, I tried to talk about it a few times, but she didn't want to. Today, she was upset about her grades. She's a master's student. She passed all of her exams, but she gets very upset and frustrated when she doesn't get the highest score. I was trying to calm her down and cheer her on. At one point, I asked, "Why are you like this?" She got furious and told me that me and her dad were the reason why. That her whole life, she had to earn our approval. She brought up the time where she scored middle education instead of higher education. Our country has a 3-school system, depending on your degrees. Mm. Me and my husband were angry and disappointed. We did not talk to her for 2 weeks, and she could not eat with us at the dinner table.
What?
She ate in the kitchen, okay, standing up.
Asshole.
I didn't even get to the end.
Oh, my bad.
I'll skip to the end.
No. Keep reading. Okay.
I'm very embarrassed looking back at it. Mm. And when she brought it up, I got tears thinking that I did that to my child. I told her that looking back, we see the negative reinforcement wasn't the right way. I told her that we fled our home and started over somewhere else for her future. So it was and is really important to us that she and her sister get high degrees, good jobs, good salary, you know, the American dream. Mm-hmm. I then said, but we could have never known it would have such effects on your mental health when you got older. Your sister was raised the same way and isn't so insecure. So I think it's you a little bit, you as a person. The conversation escalated. She asked me where I got the nerve to blame her personality while her whole life we made her feel like she had to earn our love and approval. Mm. I know we made horrible mistakes, and I'm ashamed of some of the things I know we've done, but I feel that it's true. Her sister was pushed the same way and isn't so insecure to the point that it affects her mental health. She isn't insecure at all. My husband said there was no reason to bring that up. I believe it's not completely our parenting style that caused her depression. Am I the asshole?
Yes. I'm still with yes. Well, you know, she did fine trying to console her daughter. The asshole part was that apology, which really wasn't an apology, right? Like, I'm sorry, but so go back to Gottman. What I would have encouraged her to do was to simply acknowledge and appreciate the impact that her child's lived experience has upon her mental health issues and find out what she needs in that moment. That's it. Shut your mouth after that. Shut your pie hole, because everything after that point was just fucktardedness. Sorry. She should have just shut her mouth and just said, I get it. That's it.
So it's not the thought that counts.
You know, I think a lot of things, and no, it's not always the thought that counts. It's accept the blame, accept the criticism, acknowledge that that's the reality. And we know systemically that the way we're raised, as she noted, her parenting style was based on the way she was raised, which caused her to, in her words, be hard and demanding or whatever it was. And that results in people feeling inadequate. Now, there does come a point in time when, this goes back to that other one, as a person, I have to acknowledge that this is part of my history and I have to work through it so that it doesn't hold me hostage. So at some point, the daughter has to work through her shit with her mother. Maybe not in family counseling, but like my children work through their father bullshit with their therapist.
We do.
Yes. And that's the way it works. So, yes, you're the asshole, but there's a hint of truth that sometimes the daughter is going to have to address her shit. Because that's, it's fair. Not healthy. If you're so focused on grades. And you don't get the highest score? Oh my gosh.
I feel like we see that a lot.
We do. I mean, UF students, oh my gosh. I got a 95. Great. No, I should have had a 96.
Hmm. Can't relate.
No, me either.
That's true, though. Speaking of, this kind of plays off of, sort of, kind of, that one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the people did also agree with you.
Oh, I got one right.
Yeah. Okay. She's an asshole.
1 out of 3. Well, good.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Am I the asshole for sending my son to a homeless shelter?
What the?
Context.
Okay.
Background. My 26-year-old son is a college graduate. He moved out in February 2020 and got a job with the help of his professor. He became depressed like so many young people during that time, and it started impacting his work. He refused to get help and eventually lost his job. He didn't file for unemployment or other assistance and lost his apartment. He returned home and has now been unemployed for 13 and a half months. That's over a year. A few months ago, my neighbors found him jumping on their truck at 3 a.m. When they asked him to get down, he told them to F off. So they called the cops. They sent him for an evaluation, and he was determined to have mental health issues.
You think?
He got meds, therapy, and seemed to be improving. The rule we set for him to remain in the home, take meds, get help, try to get better, get a job. He does not take drugs or drink alcohol. Recently, he missed a mental health appointment, is now refusing to take meds, refused therapy, and still hasn't tried to get a job. When I spoke with him about it, he cursed me out, became hostile, and ended up back at the hospital. I was told by a counselor that I am enabling his behavior and should not let him return to my home. If I want him to be accountable, independent, and strong, then I should turn him out. If I don't, he'll only get worse. Am I the asshole?
No. In that context, no.
You just didn't like the title.
Yeah. As I was imagining of like a 13-year-old being sent to the homeless shelter, like that other one.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I mean, so it, in many ways, it is enabling in this situation because he is refusing to do the things that he knows are going to be helpful for him. They drew the boundary, and he violated the boundary. So the natural consequence is you're no longer welcome here. I don't have a problem with that.
The people agreed with you.
I got two. I'm at 50% now.
You're at 50%.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But that's a hard, but that is a hard one, right? Because, you know, they have this thing called the boomerang generation, which is your generation. And they come back and they live at home.
Us millennials.
I know. Is that what you are? What am I?
What are you?
Yeah. Am I Gen Z? What? Gen X?
Gen. I think you're Gen X.
Really? I don't know.
Gen Z is after me.
Oh. Anyway.
Gen Z is the Tide Pod Eaters. Ruined it for everyone.
Anyway. So, anyway, boomerangers, you know, come back and they live at home for a variety of reasons. In this case, he boomeranged back, violated the rules, and then got violent. So, yes.
Hostile.
Go tend to yourself.
That's fair.
But as a parent, it's hard to do.
I've never been kicked out. Yet.
Yet. You leave the damn door open one more time.
If you see me around Gainesville, it's because I left the door open.
It'll be the refrigerator.
Probably.
And you will have ruined all the food.
Which is ironic, because I'm the one that cooks.
Yes. I think I'm going to put a sign on the door that says, Lexi, close the fucking door.
Sound like a coping skill? That assumes that I would read the sign.
Well, there'll be one on the refrigerator, one on the front and back door, and one by the stairs.
It needs to be on like the opposite, because I'll open the door to make my lunch. So I turn around, and then I put the things back, and then I turn back around, because inevitably there will then be a dog trying to eat my lunch.
That's a personal problem.
I'm just saying. It's a whole process.
Oh, yeah. It's flawed.
I'm flawed. Anyway, you want to do one more or two more?
One more.
One more? All right. I'll let you pick just from the titles.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for not letting my brother's dark past die down? Am I the asshole for taking my daughter's emotional support dog back to the shelter? Or am I the asshole for snapping at my daughter's therapist when she tried to blame my daughter's trauma on me?
I like all those. You go snap at me. I'll snap right back. Oh, let's see. So the dark past, is it juicy or is it just stupid shit? You didn't read it.
It's fairly, it involves someone with a rap sheet and a child.
No. Let's do the emotional support animal.
I thought you would pick that one.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Am I the asshole for taking my daughter's emotional support is in quotes, by the way.
Oh.
Dog back to the shelter.
Uh-huh.
My daughter, 17. I am 47. My wife is 44. My daughter has been having a hard time with anxiety and depression. School has been very hard for her, and she asked us if she could get an animal for emotional support. I asked her why we couldn't just put her back in regular therapy again, but she said she didn't really like her last therapist. Basically, she doesn't want to try it again.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty against bringing an animal into the home, as my daughter can barely keep her room clean and remember to wash her dishes, much less take care of an animal.
Or close the fucking door to the refrigerator.
Sometimes.
Okay.
And I absolutely refuse to do anything for the dog because I work long hours and didn't want to be picking up messes when I got home.
Mm-hmm.
My wife said I was being unfair and that this could be what my daughter needed to get back in good spirits. So we got her a dog. We let her pick out from a few select breeds, and certain breeds tend to be much higher requirements for care, like grooming. And I was against getting some breeds just because of personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
The dog was a great fit at first, and it got along with my daughter and wife.
Mm-hmm.
Me, not so much.
I wonder why.
But it could probably sense I didn't really like it.
Uh-huh.
But then it started getting out of its leash on walks, tearing up the couch and various other toys. My daughter started forgetting to let it out, so I'd come home to find poop and pee all over the brand new carpet. I warned her twice that if she didn't start taking responsibility, that the dog would be going back. And she gave me excuses saying she was feeling depressed again. She said she would do better, but she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, I got fed up. So one day when she went to school, I loaded the dog in my truck and told the shelter she wasn't a good fit for us. Obviously, when she came home, she was upset. She was saying the dog was her best friend, but I told her that she wasn't taking very good care of her, and she didn't deserve that. My wife says it was too harsh to take the dog back while she was gone, but agrees that the daughter wasn't responsible. My daughter has been saying I brought back her severe depression, and we haven't been talking.
Oh.
Is he the asshole?
A little bit. But I wonder if he understands the correlation or the relationship between his control and her anxiety. I mean, he seems like a control freak, right? Like, he seems like everything has to be his way or the highway.
It was the very, very select dog breeds for me.
Yeah. Anyway, and very dismissive, because you were doing the air quotes. I assume he's got those actually in quotes, mm-hmm. right? So obviously somebody who doesn't really value mental health or the significance of mental health. I don't think he was wrong in trying to put boundaries around the daughter's behavior and care. That is an appropriate boundary to set. Daughter chose not to deal with the dog appropriately, right? But to take the dog back when the daughter is at school is a shithead move. That's an asshole move, right? Like, if you're going to invoke this punishment, at least have the balls to do it when she's there and to let her say goodbye to the dog. Or I could envision using that as a last-ditch effort to shock her into doing what she was supposed to do.
Mm.
That's what I would have done.
The shock value.
The shock value. So, yes, he is the asshole, in my opinion, for doing it the way he did it. And because he just seems to be a control freak.
But he offered her regular therapy.
Well, yes. And you know, she probably would benefit from finding a therapist that is more of a fit. You know, sometimes people don't get along with therapists. They don't like the personality. That doesn't mean that all therapists are that way. So find yourself somebody that you can talk to. But that's not the issue here. The issue is he's an asshole.
What do you think the people said?
I hope they agreed, because if not, they're assholes.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
They said he's not the asshole.
What?
Yeah. I don't think I read the comments on that one.
They're wrong.
I agree.
With me?
Yeah.
Although there are times I want to take your dogs and just drop them off.
I'd say there's times I want to take your dogs and drop them off, but they're not really your dogs.
I don't have dogs.
There's a difference.
I don't have any dogs. We don't have any dogs. You got two dogs. Your brother and sister have dogs that live at our house.
Yes.
Yes.
Emotional support animals.
They are not. Well, yours probably are.
Mine are. They're like human-sized weighted blankets.
And they're also very loud.
They are.
They're very big.
They are.
Yes. Okay.
That's all I've got for you, Larry Green.
Well, that was an enjoyable time of therapist reacts. Apparently, I don't react like most people, I guess.
That doesn't surprise me.
No. Well, anyway. So, anyway, if you have questions or want our opinions on things, you're welcome to email us at office@GainesvilleCounselingCenter.com, and we'll include it in the next Therapist Reacts.
Or maybe even a ticky-tocky.
Or maybe even a ticky-tocky. We have ticky-tockies.
We do.
We do. And we have FaceTubes. We have YouTube channel. We have Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And what else do we have? Snapchat.
We don't have a Snapchat. No.
I like Snapchat. I think it's funny.
You just like the filters.
I do like the filters. That one with the nose that just goes, that cracks me up. Anyway, that's all I do. Anyway, We thank you for listening. And again, we are the Gainesville Community Counseling Center. You can find us on the web at www.gainesvillecounselingcenter.com, or you can give us a call at 352-448-9120. Peace.